And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with...
JP,
DJ Rook.
And today we're going to do Would You Rather questions.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going off of a website. This isn't my idea, or like the questions aren't mine. But number one is, would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes or 150 years into the future?
10 years into the future or 150 years?
150.
Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
Yes, 10 minutes.
Why 10 minutes?
150 years.
I'll go 150. Like, what could happen in 10 minutes? Like,
a lot can happen in 10 minutes.
A lot can happen in 10 minutes. But here's the thing. In 150 years, you're not going to be alive.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know. You could.
Yeah, but I would want to see, like, the legacy that, like, I left behind. Like, not necessarily, like, fame-wise, but, like, children, grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Like, family-wise.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's any white people there.
Why'd you choose 150 years?
See if I have any white family at the barbecues.
Like, I brought
and
the
macaroni. And they know how to season their food.
Oh, I was like, they brought the macaroni salad.
What?
Macaroni white
people.
Salad.
What yeah. That is a white people thing. A
macaroni salad?
Yes.
Salad. What, you put macaroni in, like, lettuce?
Like the macaroni noodles and just salad.
It's macaroni and then, like, they're obviously cooked, but, like, mayo and crap, but it's not good. It is not good.
It doesn't sound good.
It's not.
Like, the picture that I see noodles
yeah.
with a bunch of ranch and lettuce and croutons.
Yeah, that looks gross.
Do you eat croutons?
They're good.
Okay, great. Do you eat croutons?
No.
Racist. You racist.
Look,
okay.
This is what it is. Come around here.
Okay, next question. Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that? Everything we do, I'm doing it with you. I'd rather do that. Cooper Carroll. Okay.
Okay, would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Wow.
That's actually hard.
That's a hard question.
No, I think I know my answer.
I'll be in a coma. I wouldn't want to be in jail for 5 years. That's crazy. I wouldn't even want to spend a day in there. Yeah, I'd rather have a...
That's hard. That is so hard. Oh, wow. I got to think
about
this.
Whoa, I just read this next question.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're, like, in a coma, you're already going to skip, like, 10 years. Like, if you're in jail and you're out, you have another 5 years.
Yeah, but, like, you're in a coma.
But prison is harsh, though.
Yeah, you say jail or prison?
Like, you can get shanked at any time.
Jail, prison.
You can be abused by officers
mm-hmm.
and stuff. Not to get too political, though, but, you know. A lot of things can happen in jail.
I mean, if you go to jail.
But, I mean, you can also pay for your safety.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but, like, you know, like, consequences if you're in, like, jail, you know? Like, trying to get a job, you know?
Yeah.
Tells you, nah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd
be. You're not going to hire someone that's, like, been in jail for, like, years.
But coma, is it, like, when you're asleep? Like, when you're, like, really?
Yeah.
I know what a coma is, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, how time passes when you're asleep? Like, it goes, like, really fast?
Yeah.
And it's, like, you just went to sleep, and now you're waking up, and if you only had, like, 2 hours of sleep. Like, I wonder if, like, a coma feels like that, like, where it won't feel, like, too long, where it only feel, like, a couple of hours.
Yeah, you're just like, you're...
How, like, have you ever...
Or, like, if you're in a coma, like, are you still, like, consciously aware of, like, everything? Like, do you dream in a coma?
Well, maybe, or...
That's, like, freaky.
Unless...
Do you dream in a coma?
No.
Let us know on Twitter if you've ever been in a coma.
No, I think it's just, like...
And survive. Because some people...
I know. But, like, this is a
to
decade.
10 years. That's death. To be in a coma, that's death.
So they're not
Hello,
aware.
I'm death.
It's like when you're
I'm at the door.
Yeah, they're not aware when you're not aware when you're in a coma. So it's like
you go to sleep and you just wake up.
Yeah.
So it's like you're
coma.
I feel like it would
coma
feel a while. Yeah. So I would pick coma.
But like you're a kid and then you just wake up an adult. Like
it's like when will I wake up? Have you ever had a dream and tried to wake up? While in the dream?
Yes. And you're like,
and you're come like, on. And you're like trying to open your eyes, but you can't.
No, I yeah. No, I've done that. I gotta force it. Like I force so hard.
Like,
yo, never do that again, bro. He looked like he was like trying to like fly or something. He's trying to force it. Yes, like I remember I had a dream where I fell into this volcano and I was like, the lava was trying to get me and I was like trying to wake up.
You're like, come on, man.
But my eyes went open. Like my eyes went open and so I was like, I wonder what I looked like doing that. I wonder if I was like in my sleep. Like,
what's the craziest dream you guys had?
I went to hell and then crawled out of hell through a sewer to see my mom in the car.
Okay, so this is mine. Okay. It's weird because, like, I took a nap for, like, 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes was the scariest nap ever.
You didn't want to go back to sleep.
I got abducted by an alien in my dream. But it felt so real. Like, I woke up lightheaded, and I don't know. I just felt numb for my whole
no.
body.
What if he was? No. Have you, like, no, I believe in aliens.
I had a dream, like, where I took a nap, and I was on, like, sleep for, like, 10 minutes, and I had this dream where it was, like, this party and these fireworks went off, but it was like a dud firework, so like it flew out and it like went under my leg and like I felt the heat, like, you know, like how dreams feel real.
Yeah,
I felt the heat like rising up my leg and my cousin was like, oh no, and then my other, like my older cousin was like, oh, Jay finna blow up. And so then next thing you know, as soon as he said that, all I feel in my head is like this boom. And, I flew up in the air, and I came down on this truck. And, like, in my mind, I'm like, this is how I die. As soon as I, like, went to hit the ground, like, right before I hit the ground, I woke up, and I had this massive headache. And it was, like, I could literally, like, feel the boom, like, in my head, like, over and over. And it was like that for, like, 3 hours.
I know. Like, God, that was, like, my...
Like, PTSD type situation.
Yeah, dreams are scary.
It felt so real.
Yeah, I know. Like,
what if that was real and I was waking up from being in, the hospital or something?
Now, in my head, I was like, what if I...
But I was, like, in the same clothes and, like, same position that I fell asleep in. Like, what if I was, like, stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody would have told you.
Okay, so I like this next question, but, like, it's also not PG. So I'm going to make it PG. It is, would you rather have another 10 years with your partner or, like, your wife or something like that? Like, mm-hmm. In the future, of course, when you're married.
Wait, can you repeat it real quick?
Or
mm-hmm.
Would you rather spend one night with your celebrity crush?
Wait. What was the first one again?
Would you rather have another 10 years with your wife or, like, a partner? Spend one night with your celebrity crush.
Oh, my God. What are we doing in that night?
Well, you know, over here and read it.
You know, that's 10 years of, you know.
10 years of a wife.
But it's, like, activity. That's one night.
But, you know.
But that's one night of activity with your celebrity crush.
Man, one night with their young
Grande. No specific activity.
No specific. It's, well, on here it's specific, but I can't say
I would
it.
Say partner.
One night with their
because that's love. Grande. That's mm-hmm. love. That's love. And that's what I want. Love. But, you know, my celebrity crush, you know. That's
who is it?
That's one night.
Who is it?
I don't know if I can pass
is
that.
It?
Who's your celebrity crush? Is it? And you guys have to say it. Come on.
I should have seen that coming.
He's like, do you listen? No.
Who is it?
You go, Nora.
Come on, somebody answer.
Florence Pugh. What? Wait, that's kind of hard.
He looks so confused. What? That's a woman.
Yeah.
That's a woman.
He just looked at me. Like, you
are
can
you?
Say it. That photo says otherwise.
There's another photo of him in a wig.
Okay.
I know, I've seen it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was like the second to last day of school, so I did like something.
You should do one for before Christmas break.
Okay, yeah, okay. So.
Should wear a nurse's skirt.
I don't know.
Okay,
man.
So for Halloween, I'm going to bring an inflatable. I'm going to buy a Kool-Aid Man one.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in the fish tank,
Kenny.
What's going on?
Please shut the door, Kenny. All that cold air just came in, and I felt it on my legs.
Yo.
Why do you say it like that?
Wait, I have a question. Kenny,
Yeah.
I feel like I know the answer, right?
Yeah.
Kennedy, that's your sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenny and Kennedy.
I was just making sure, cause I like she said y'all were like related, but I didn't know if that was like your cousin or your
Our
sister.
Our names are Kenny and Kennedy.
That don't mean y'all so brother that and is sister.
Kenny, not this, that. Kenny and Kennedy Adams.
That sounds like literally.
Her last name is Adams. That's crazy. I mean, I haven't talked to her since like sophomore year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get up out of here, though. I got some show prep to do. Yeah, it's Kenny. I'm sorry.
That show preparatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. These are two kind of gross ones.
Okay.
Ooh. This one is for you, Adam. Adam.
Wait, Adam, yeah. This is Adam. For you.
Okay.
It's for me? All right. Yeah. All right.
Would you rather have a sing-off with Ariana Grande or a dance-off with Rihanna?
Rihanna?
A dance-off with Rihanna.
If I'm being honest, I'm
You're not out singing Ariana Grande.
Yeah, if I'm being honest. It's fun.
Two things.
I'm about to mute you.
All right, two things. You already know the answer, and second thing. Who's Rihanna?
That is it for the show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. This is JP and Fisher in the Fish Tank. See you later next time on 91.1 WEDM FM.com.